The Screen Guild Players present Notorious, starring Ingrid Bergman and John Hodiak.
It is the judgment of this court that the defendant, John Huberman, having been found guilty of treason against the United States, shall be remitted to prison for a period of 20 years. And it is the further judgment of this court.
I wasn't watching the judge when he passed out sentence. I wasn't watching Huberman either. I was watching his daughter. Beautiful, I thought to myself. Plenty beautiful. It's not going to be too hard on the eyes to see a lot of little Alicia. And I knew I was going to see a lot of her. I had to. That was my job.
Now, this is a party, not a wake. Come on, everybody, drink up.
Alicia, if we get any louder, we'll raise the police.
Oh, what's the difference? They're after me anyway.
They are.
Sure, Professor Prager and his little girl, please. Come on, Mr. Hopkins, another drink.
Oh, no, thanks.
Come on.
Those ice cubes are getting me drunk.
Sissy, how about you, handsome?
Thanks.
Now we're cooking with champagne. Hey, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I don't think so.
Oh, doesn't matter. I like party crashes.
He didn't crash the party. No. I brought him, Alicia.
Oh, just thank you. I'm a marked woman, you know. I'm apt to blow up the Panama Canal any minute.
Oh, Alicia, Mr. Hopkins has passed out.
Oh, already?
I believe he's allergic to ice cubes.
Oh, you really think so?
I'm an expert.
You know something? I like you.
You know something? We ought to drink today.
You know something? We will. Well, you know I want you to stay.
I figured you wouldn't want to be alone with Mr. Hopkins. That's the third time you've played the same record. Why do you like it?
Oh, because it's a lot of hooey. Nothing like a love song to give you a laugh.
That's right.
This one, my favorite joke. Someday I'll find your lot.
Sort of a hunting song.
How about we have a picnic?
Outside?
Too stuffy in here for a picnic.
Want to swim?
No. Want to finish this?
Shame to leave it, thanks.
My car's outside.
Naturally.
What, want to go for a ride?
Why not?
I want to drive, that's understood.
Better take your coat, it's chilly.
You do. Come on. How am I doing?
Not bad, a little over 55.
Is it foggy or am I imagining?
You're falling asleep.
Thanks. I'm going to step on it when we reach the straight road. Want to see me?
Go ahead.
Scared?
Nope.
You're not scared of anything, are you?
Not too much.
What's the speed I'm going to say now?
65.
Oh, I'm going to make it 80 and wipe that grin off your face. I don't like gentlemen who grin at me. What's that?
Cops.
What?
A policeman's chasing us.
Oh, they make me...
Better stop. He wants to talk to us.
Oh, drunken driving. My second offense. Now I go to jail. The whole family in jail. Who cares?
Having quite a time for yourself, aren't you?
People like you ought to be in bed.
Go on, Tom.
Just a minute, officer.
No arguments, mister. You ain't got a leg to... Oh, sorry. You could have shown that first.
That's all right.
Sure you can handle her?
No trouble.
Right. I'm sorry.
What? Where's the ticket? You didn't give me a ticket, did you? No. What's your name?
Dev, for sure.
You showed that cop something, didn't you? And he saluted you.
Did he?
I saw him.
Let's go.
No. Why, you double-crossing bastard? You're a cop.
We'll argue later.
Crashing my party, a federal cop. Tailing me to get something on me and me falling for you. Get out of my car.
Now, wait a minute.
Get out of my car. Get out.
Slow down, beautiful.
Get out.
That's better.
Oh.
Now, baby, if you'll raise your chin up just a little.
If you think you're going to kiss me,
I... Who said anything about kissing?
Sorry, beautiful. I had to do it. It's important that we both get back alive. About time you were waking up. How do you feel? Don't worry, you'll live. You always do.
Oh, well, it's always so little. What do you care how I feel?
I've got a little job for
you. Oh, don't tell me. There's only one job you coppers would want for me. You can forget it. I'm no stupid.
Marcy thinks you'd be perfect for the job. It's in Rio.
Oh, I tell you, I'm not interested.
A lot of those Nazis are beached in Brazil, the boys your father played around with. They'd take you at face value. No pun. They'd trust you. You could make up a little for your daddy's peculiarities. That is, if you're not in the mood.
Why should I?
Patriotism.
Patriot. Don't make me laugh.
I hadn't expected to.
Waving the flag with one hand and picking pockets with the other. That's your patriotism. You can... What have you got there?
A recording. The label says conversation between John Huberman and his daughter Alicia, January 9, 1946.
What?
You see, we've had this bungalow wired for months. Listen.
No, I don't want to hear it.
I do.
There is for us, both of us, a mint of money in it, Alicia.
I told you last month I wouldn't do it.
Why not? This is not your country.
My mother was born here. We have American citizenship.
Yeah, but in your feelings, you're a Nazi.
No.
Alicia, if you only knew what we stand for.
I know what you stand for, and I've hated you ever since I found out. You lost the war, but you never give up, do you? I hate you, all of you, and I love this country. You understand that?
Alicia,
I love this country. And I'll see you all hang before I raise a finger against it. Now get out of here. So help me, I'll turn you in. Go on, get out.
End of record, period.
Oh, that proved much. I didn't turn him in.
We didn't expect you to. That's the Nazis to turn in their father. How soon can you leave for Rio?
I don't know. How soon do you want?
We took the plane for Rio the following morning. She didn't talk much at first. She seemed to be thinking. As the days went by and we waited for our assignment, she grew more relaxed, more like herself, impatient only to get to work. Me, I wasn't complaining. Time was going pleasantly enough, maybe more pleasantly than I realized. Until that afternoon in a little street cafe.
Bev, your glass is crying for another. Better call the waiter.
Not a bad idea. How about you?
Well, thanks. I've had enough.
What's the joke?
Me. I'm practically on the wagon. It's quite a change.
It's a phase.
You don't think a woman can change?
Sure. A change is fun for a while.
But why? Mr. Devlin, what a rat you are.
All right. You've been sober for 8 days, and so far as I know, you haven't met any new boyfriend.
That's something.
8 days.
I'm very happy, Beth. Why can't you let me be happy?
Nobody's stopping you.
Why don't you give that copper's brain of yours a rest? Every time you look at me, I can see it running over its slogans. Once a cook, always a cook. Once a tramp, always a tramp.
Go ahead. Let's play truth or consequence.
And then you pat my hand like you're doing now. Most men would hold my hand in. Why won't you?
Waiter, one rum highball, please.
Yes, senor.
You're scared, aren't you? You're afraid you'll fall in love with me? Madly in love?
You're having fun kidding me?
No. No, I'm kidding myself, Dev. I'm pretending I'm a very nice, unspoiled child. His heart is full of daisies and buttercups. When you look at me, you see Shirley Temple.
That's a nice daydream. And then what?
Then I wake up. I've changed my mind. I think I'll have another drink. A double.
No. I like it this way.
Thanks for the assist. Dev, why won't you believe in me? Just believe. Why won't you? Oh, I know why, Dev. You're sore at yourself. You're in love with me, and you're sore at yourself. Yes, the invincible Devlin. In love with someone who isn't even worth wasting the words on. That makes you sick all over, doesn't it? Now, poor Dev, to love a no good guy like me. It must be awful, I'm sorry.
Shut up. Let's get out of here. That was the first time I kissed her that afternoon. It was funny. She was like a little high school girl. Like a kid who'd never been kissed before, bubbling and gay and full of beautiful plans. And I guess I felt sort of happy, too. And then she insisted on cooking dinner for us. Only first I had to go and see Prescott, my chief. He told me what I'd have to tell her. When I got back, I wasn't feeling happy anymore.
I said to myself, he'd like it this way. Dinner on the balcony, a little world above the world. It isn't too cold out here, is it, Dad? Dev.
Hmm?
Oh, darling, what's the matter with you? Trouble? Come on, handsome. I think you'd better tell Mama what's going on.
After dinner?
No. Now.
All right. We've got a job.
Oh, so there is a job. I've begun to wonder.
You remember a man named Sebastian?
Alex Sebastian?
Yes.
Yes, one of my father's friends.
The reports say he had quite a crush on you.
Well, I wasn't very responsive.
He's here, head of a large business concern.
Yes, his family always had money.
They're using it to help a bunch of exiled Nazis here in Rio.
Nothing big.
It has all the earmarks. We have to contact him.
Go on. Let's have all of it.
You manage to run into him accidentally. If he acts like he's still interested, you go to work on it.
Martha Harris. She makes love for the secret papers.
There are no papers. You land him. Find out what's going on in his house, what the group around him is up to, and report to me.
I suppose you knew about this pretty little job of mine all the time.
No. Prescott just told me this afternoon.
Did you say anything? What I mean about you. But maybe I wasn't the girl for such shenanigans.
I figured that was up to you. If you cared to back out.
You didn't put in a word for me at all? Not a word of... not a word for that lovesick lady you kissed this afternoon.
I told you we've got a job.
Don't get bored. I was just fishing for a little bird call for my three men. One little remark like, Mr. Prescott, how dare you suggest that Alicia Huberman, the new Miss Huberman, be submitted to so ugly a thing.
You're not funny.
Do you want me to take this job?
You're answering for yourself.
I'm asking you.
It's all up to you, honey.
Not to you. But darling, would you tell Prescott? Tell me that you believe that I'm nice and that I love you and that I'd never change back, no matter how much they told you about what I used to be.
I'm waiting for your answer.
What a little tally you are. Never believing. Never one little word of faith. Just down the drain with Alicia. That's where she belongs. Oh, Jeff. Well, when did you say I go to work for Uncle Sam?
Tomorrow morning.
Well, I'm a little out of training. Oh, it is cold out here. I think I need a drink.
Two of Notorious, starring John Hodiak and Ingrid Bergman.
I had to hand it to Alicia. She didn't waste any time. The following morning, quite by accident, of course, Sebastian discovered that she was in Rio. And judging from her reports after that, he didn't exactly waste time either. He told me about it at the races near the finish line. She'd managed to ditch him for a couple of minutes.
I can't stay long. He'll be looking for me. He's getting to be jealous.
Don't look at me when you talk. Pretend you're watching the horses.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Alex took me home for dinner last night. I met his mother in his palace.
Who?
Ever hear of Dr. Anderson?
No.
Scientist with some sort of gray hair, mustache, face is scarred, looks like powder burns.
Check. Who else?
Eric Mathis and William Rossman.
Both big shots, Gustavo. Go on.
Emil Hupka.
No.
He made quite a scene at the dinner table about the wine.
Didn't like the vintage?
No, not that. He was frightened for a moment when Alex started to open the bottle. Seemed to think it was something else, not wine.
Was it?
No, it was wine. We drank it.
Hupka make any other break?
He didn't have much chance. Mathis suggested he might be tired, offered to drive him home, insisted on it. Hupka seemed scared.
He'll find his body one of these days. What else?
Oh, no, nothing very important. Just a minor item that you may want it for the record.
What?
Alex is on the hook. He's already been... We landed.
Oh. Pretty fast work.
Yes. That's how I am once I make up my mind. Hey, you better... are you betting on this race?
No.
Now, Alex had a tip on number 10.
And
said...
you were the new Alicia. You chained daisies and buttercups, wasn't it?
You bastard.
That's just remembering, that's all.
You could have stopped me with one word, but no, you wouldn't. You threw me out.
I threw you with no...
Didn't you tell me to go ahead? Didn't you insist?
A man doesn't tell a woman what to do. A woman tells herself... You had me almost believing in your hokey-pokey little miracle that a woman like you could ever change.
Oh, you
That's why I didn't try to stop you. The answer had to come from you.
You fool. I went to you on my knees. If you had once said you loved me so fast.
Dry your eyes, baby. It's out of character. And remember, you've got to keep on your toes. It's a tough job we're on.
No, I don't think it'll be so tough. Wait for me in the park. I'll meet you there. When I get back to town.
Back to town? You're going away with him?
He wants me to marry him. I'm going to accept.
About time, don't you think? I was getting pretty tired of this park.
Alex didn't want to come back.
Sorry, I forgot. How's the blushing bride?
Not blushing.
All right, let's get out of this. You're in the house now. You'd better have a look at the wine cellar.
My son's locked. Alex has the key.
Okay, get it from him.
How?
Don't you live near him?
What do I look for if I find the key?
A bottle of wine. Like the one that rattled that guy the first time you had dinner there.
All bottles look alike to me. I know, Mastermind.
He's doing all right. I know. You cry yourself to sleep every night. Wait. I've got a better idea. Suppose you talk Sebastian into throwing a big chinglish next week.
Right.
Consider me invited. Old friend of yours. I work for Pan American. Get me in, and I'll see about the wine closet myself.
What do you think that he watches?
Don't have a lot of other guys. That never slows you down. Well, where is the wine cellar?
Off the side garden.
If you get the key, meet me out there.
What time? When?
Let's say the orchestra's playing a waltz. Someday I'll find you.
Someday I'll find you.
Yes, I always get that one out. It's a pleasure seeing you, Madame. Yes. I thought you'd never get out. You sure this is the key?
I took it off his chain while you were having his shower.
Here we go. All right, now look around. See any wine like this?
No, I only saw the bottle once. I'm not sure I... Well, maybe those ones. On the end there? I think...
Yeah, let's have a look.
Yeah.
That'd be this 1940 bottle, right? Honey? Let them lay these on their side. Let me take one off.
Oh, Dick!
I think we got the right one.
No, I need those. Sand.
Yes, Alma. Yeah, it is sand. Okay, I'll take enough for a sample and we'll clear the rest away.
Yeah.
Shove the broken glass back of this cabinet. Watch your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'll keep it standing with my handkerchief. Just pretend you're a janitor cleaning things up. Janitors are never terrified.
What if Alex comes down to get more wine?
That's unfortunate.
He's always got a gun.
So have I. A dozen, I think. Let's go.
Off that door into the garden. You can get me a car. I'll go back inside.
Be sure and tell Alex good night for me. Nicest party I ever ducked.
Here's Harry, Joseph. I must get back to my guests.
I'm sorry to disturb you here, Sebastian, but the champagne went so fast.
Oh, it's all right, Joseph. Anything to make Madame's party a success. Now, let's get this door unlocked and get your champagne and...
And get Sebastian. Anything wrong?
Joseph, I'm afraid I can't open the wine cellar. I seem to have misplaced my key.
The park was pretty lonely yesterday. Where were you?
I couldn't get here. I wasn't feeling well.
Hangover, huh? You want a bottle again?
What's that to you?
Nothing, except you don't look so hot. Well, we finally got a lab report on that sand.
What?
It's uranium ore.
And it's something big.
And how? Hey, what did you do with that key the other night?
I put it back on his chain while he was sleeping.
Did he say anything?
Not a word.
I was sort of thinking about that. What would he do if he knew the score?
Maybe nothing.
How do you figure that?
He must be frightened that the others found it out. If they thought he'd endanger them because he fell for me, they wouldn't like that.
That's the trouble with those Nazis. They don't appreciate true love. Now, you take a clean cut fella like
goodbye.
Me.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Dad.
What do you mean, goodbye?
Well, nothing. Goodbye. Fresh air isn't as good for a hangover as I thought.
Will I see you tomorrow?
If I'm up to it, you be here. I'll come. If I'm feeling better.
Excuse me, Herr Sebastian. Madame is not coming down for breakfast.
I'm afraid not, Joseph. She's ill again. Another one of those attacks.
I'm sorry, sir.
Well, I don't think it's anything really serious, but I've disconnected the telephone. I don't want to disturb.
Yes, sir. Should I fix her a tray?
Well, some coffee, perhaps. Oh, and Joseph.
Yes, sir.
I think I had better take it up myself.
Five days. I waited for her every afternoon, but she didn't show. And sitting there alone in the park, I began to ask myself some questions. Suppose it wasn't a hangover that day. Suppose she was sick. Suppose they were doing something to her. Well, I couldn't take it anymore. So I drove out to the house.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Sebastian is busy. He's in the study with some business associates.
I see. Is Mrs. Sebastian in?
Madame is confined to her bed. He's been very ill.
Oh, too bad.
We have all been most concerned about her. I will tell Mr. Sebastian you are calling, sir. Will you wait here, please?
Wait here. That's what I wanted.
Rupert. Who's there?
Alicia. Alicia. Alicia, what's wrong with you?
I'm so glad you've come.
We had to. I got tired of sitting on our bench alone. What is it, Alicia? What's wrong with you?
Matt, it's poison. Slowly, the others won't suspect.
How long?
Oh, I didn't know. I just found out this morning. I saw him drop something in my coffee.
Come on, Depp. We've got to get you out of here.
I can't walk. I'm so weak.
You've got to walk. You hear? You've got to.
Depp, I must tell you something about this.
Not now. Here. Let this go over your shoulder.
They got careless. They talked. They heard it. Better.
Come on now. Stand up.
Stan. Comes from the Amores Mount. The town called Stan. Stan from Mars.
We'll find it. Good work. Now, walk. Hurry, walk.
I can't make it. You go alone.
What good would that be? What good would I ever be again alone?
Yes.
Why do you think I'm here right now? Because I love you. Do you understand that? I love you. That's putting it mildly. I've gone around howling inside for you.
No. Not just for some sake.
No, no. Long ago, all the time. From the beginning. That's it. Just keep walking like that.
You love me. Oh, Dad, if you'd only said it before.
I'm doing all right now. We're almost at the door. I love you. Keep walking, darling.
Oh, Dad, what about Alex? He won't let us get out.
Listen, he's more scared than we are. One word from us and he's in trouble with his pal.
It would be easier for you alone.
You're never getting rid of me again.
Never try to. Maybe I'm delirious. Oh, Dad, hold me. Hold me tight.
Afterwards, for years, longest clinch in the street. Come on.
We made it all right with a lot of luck, and afterwards Mr. Prescott had a lot of things to say. But I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at Alicia. Beautiful, I thought to myself. Plenty beautiful. It won't be too hard on the eyes to keep looking at her all the time. And I'm going to be looking at her all the time. All my life, I guess.
You'd better, Dad. That's your new job.
Players has been a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.